Good morning, students. Today we will discuss about combinational circuit and sequential circuit. First, let me explain what a combinational circuit is. So, a combinational logic circuit is a circuit in which the output at any instant of time depends only on the output present input signals. It doesn't depend upon your previous output signals. Whereas in sequential circuit, the output at any time depends not only on the present input but also on the past outputs. Okay, so example of combinational circuits are adders, subtractors, encoders, decoders, multiplexer, demultiplexer, all code converters. All these circuits comes under combinational circuits. Now let us see what a sequential circuit is. A sequential circuit is one in which an output at any instant of time not only depends on the present input but also on the past outputs. So if you need to have the past output, then we need a feedback element. The feedback element will be a memory element. The memory will be fed back to the input of the circuit. So the circuit which we use is a combinational circuit. The output of the combinational circuit can be fed back as input. So this, the whole circuit will be called as a sequential circuit. So the in combinational circuit, the output variables depend only on the present state, and in sequential circuit, the output depends on the present and the past state. For combinational circuits, we do not require a memory unit. For sequential circuit, we require a memory unit to store the past inputs. So, combinational circuits, it is faster than sequential circuits. Sequential circuits are slow in speed. Combinational circuits are easy to design. Sequential circuits are more difficult to design. Okay? And now we'll see the two types of sequential circuits. The first type is synchronous sequential circuit and the next one is asynchronous sequential circuit. A synchronous sequential circuit is a system whose behavior can be defined from the knowledge of its signals at discrete instance of time. So we require a clock signal for a synchronous sequential circuit. For asynchronous sequential circuit, it is a system whose behavior depends upon the input signals at any instant of time and the order in which the input changes. So, this asynchronous circuit does not require a clock pulse. So, synchronous circuits are, they use clocked circuits, so we use clocked flip-flops. Asynchronous circuits, we do not use clock, so we can use what is called as latches. So the operating speed of clock depends on the time delay in synchronous sequential circuit. But asynchronous sequential circuit, since it does not depend on the clock pulses, it can operate faster when compared to that of synchronous sequential circuit. The change in input can affect memory element upon activation of the clock signal in sequential circuit. So, in asynchronous sequential circuits, the change can affect the memory element at any instant of time. Synchronous sequential circuits are easier to design. Asynchronous sequential circuits are difficult to design. Okay.
எங்கம்மா போனார் இவர்? சார், கட் பண்ணுங்க. ரொம்ப நேரம் ஆச்சே? இல்ல, எவ்வளவு நேரம் எடுக்கணும்? இல்ல, நம்ம நடுவுல கட் பண்ணிக்கலாமா சார்?
கட் பண்ணி கூட ஓட்டிக்கலாம்.
பாருங்க சார்,
இப்பதான் 4 நிமிஷம்.